A man wounded in a targeted shooting in Langley last September is now facing a number of gun charges after an investigation by the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT. Barinder Singh Dhaliwal, a 41-year-old Langley man, has been charged with possession of a loaded firearm, unauthorized possession of a firearm in a vehicle, unauthorized possession of a firearm, and possession of a firearm while prohibited. He was arrested on June 3. People charged with a crime are considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The charges are the result of a fatal incident that took place on September 21, 2024, around 196th Street and 84th Avenue on the Langley-Surrey border, where witnesses called the Langley RCMP to report hearing gunshots. Police eventually located two wounded men at two locations. Jonathan Habrata Walters, who died at the scene despite attempts to provide first aid, was found near the area where shots were heard. The other man, Dhaliwal, was found suffering from non-life-threatening wounds near 208th Street and 78th Avenue. Both men were known to police and the shooting was thought to be linked to the ongoing BC gang wars, police said at the time of the shooting. Dhaliwal's criminal charges stem from his alleged involvement in the incident, said Sergeant Frida Fong, spokesperson for IHIT. Today's outcome is the result of teamwork between IHIT, Langley RCMP, the Integrated Forensic Identification Services, IFIS, and CFSEUBC, and their commitment to public safety, Fong said. Dhaliwal, also known as Shrek, is a former associate of the Bacon Brothers. He was the target of at least three shootings in Abbotsford in the past, and was sentenced to a year in prison after he was spotted ditching a handgun in a hedge during a police pursuit. Habrata Walters, an Edmonton resident, was being sought by police at the time of his death as a suspect in a bizarre road rage attack in Mission that took place on September 8. Fong said no more information will be released about the incident, as the case is now before the courts.